Republican-aligned Governor Group breaks fundraising record with $33.1 million in Q1, outpacing Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on April 11, 2022. The Republican Governors Association, RGA, a group aimed at helping Republican governors get elected, announced a record $33.1 million raised in the first quarter, outpacing its Democrat counterpart by $10 million. The RGA announced Monday they were able to raise the $33.1 million across all entities in the first 3 months of 2022, which subsequently passed the fundraising totals from the same point in the 2018 midterm election cycle by 40%. As a result, RGA's executive director Dave Rexroth said, "Joe Biden's out-of-control border crisis, repeated foreign policy failures, and leftist agenda that has caused skyrocketing inflation are top of mind for every American voter. They are seeing the impact of Democratic leadership in Washington and state capitals and don't like it and are ready for a change," Rexroth added. This record-setting first quarter equips the RGA with the resources necessary to highlight Democrats' failures and support our Republican incumbents and candidates across the country. In comparison, the Democrat Governors Association, DGA, the group aimed at helping Democrat governors get elected, only raised $23.25 million in the same amount of time across all its entities. The DGA considered its fundraising haul record-shattering since it was its largest first-quarter fundraising in history. DGA's executive director Noam Lee noted that the governor's races across the country would be the determining factor in policies for years to come. "Governor's races in 2022 will determine the direction of our country for years to come. And the DGA is at the forefront of fighting Republican power grabs designed to subvert democracy." The RGA noted that the group had used its financial advantage by making significant early investments in 2022 battleground states. The group has gone on the offense with TV investments in Michigan and Wisconsin. There have also been digital investments made in Kansas, Michigan, and New Mexico. The RGA also used its financial advantage by making TV reservations worth over $31 million for the fall in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.